Sagittarius, this new moon in Cancer for you falls in your eighth house of intimate relationships. What happens behind closed doors in intimate relationships, the taboo that nobody wants to talk about, depth psychology, shared resources, and really about getting in touch with your vulnerability. Look, vulnerability has been such a massive, massive topic for you really since 2018, especially 2019 and 2020. This is the first new moon we have in Cancer in that part of your chart after all of that activation in the last 2 years. So at this point, you are finding yourself with a brand new definition of vulnerability. With that comes a greater sense of self. With that comes higher standards for whom you share your space with, for whom you want to be intimate with, not just sexually, but just who you allow in this vulnerable part of your life, whatever that is. This is such a beautiful new moon to intensifying the relationship that you may have now, healing the relationship that you may have now. Perhaps you both decide to go to therapy. Perhaps you decide to work with a coach. If this doesn't involve someone else for you, this is about you opening yourself up to dating again, dating differently, and dating from a space where you're not chasing, but you're allowing true and genuine love to come into your life, all right? This is also important because Pisces is one of the aspects that this new moon in Cancer has, and Pisces is your fourth house of home. The new moon in Cancer is about redefining our sense of home. And the fourth house is also a water sign. And it's actually the house of home, internal home, safety, foundation, base, nurturing. Look, you're going to have Jupiter, the planet of expansion, transit that part of your chart. If you are setting the intention with a current partner to intensify, to solidify this relationship in a different way, come next year, this could manifest in you two moving in together. If you do not move in together, understand that you are creating space for compassion in the relationship. Both Cancer and Pisces represent compassion in the zodiac. And in order for a relationship to really work in the long run, there needs to be kindness and compassion and understanding that two people are simply trying to grow in the best way that they know how. So this water energy becomes healing, becomes transformative. And look, because it's water energy and water reminds us to go beneath the surface, I strongly, strongly, strongly believe that this has to do with you and a partner going to therapy together. It's something that I feel, it's something that I'm sensing. I mean, this is especially true because the eclipses that we've had, especially the ones in late May and June, were in your axis of relationship. Your definition of relationship has transformed in such a way that you will never go back to what you used to relate to in the past. You'll never go back to that. Now, if your relationship did end with these eclipses that just passed, understand that this is about you cultivating the relationship with yourself from a place of healing and compassion. And again, my very humble opinion, hand in hand with the therapist. The themes will remain the same, whether it's you cultivating and nourishing and healing the relationship with someone else or with yourself. Look, at the end of the day, this is your eighth house in the house of depth psychology and vulnerability. This is about you getting in touch with that vulnerable part that doesn't want to repeat the same mistakes. But my love, with the South Node in your sign, you have to release a lot of old narratives in order for that to happen. Sagittarius can be somewhat self-righteous, and this is not a judgment by any means. It's just that that's part of the sign sometimes. Where has that self-righteousness gotten you? Are you happy with where you are now? Are you happy with your sense of home now? Does your relationship have a sense of home? And if it doesn't, is it because you are being too stubborn to have a shift in perspective? Okay. Now, this in particular is for those Sagittarians whose relationship has ended, especially within the last 7 months. Okay. New moon blessings, Sagittarius.